Welcome to Vallejos Community Presbyterian Church Sermon Podcast on Sunday, July 29th, 2018. The Reverend Wendy Camori Stager is preaching. Her message today is, I wonder, what is the point of growing older? The Old Testament reading is Psalm chapter 71, verses 17 through 24, and the New Testament lesson is from Philippians chapter 1, verses 3 through 11.
This is On Aging by Dr. Seuss. I cannot see, I cannot pee, I cannot chew, I cannot screw. Oh my God, what can I do? My memory shrinks, my hearing stinks, no sense of smell, I look like hell. My mood is bad, can you tell? My body's drooping, have trouble pooping, the golden years have come at last. The golden years can kiss my... So, what's this point of growing old, right? Most of us think of growing old and we're like, oh my gosh, look at all that stuff. And you know, like, in the party stores, there's the over-the-hill party, right? Have you seen this stuff? It's like, it's always black, right? And so, you know, the idea is like, hey, you know, if you're like on this side of the hill, you got like 1 foot in the grave, right? But then here's what's weird. What age is this? If you guess, what age does, we mostly kind of say this is what? 40? Is it 40? 50? 70? 80? We tend to think of aging on this side as all the things that you start to lose, right? Losing memory, losing physical strength, losing balance, losing purpose. And so there's this I wonder question that one of you submitted that's sort of like, I wonder about old age. What's the point of growing old? Can you hear the discouragement in that question in and of itself? Nobody asks a baby, what's the point of you being born? Right? And before I get too much further into this sermon, I want to be honest and recognize that it does not really make sense for me, one of the younger persons in the room today, to be the one talking about aging. I turned a whole whopping 46 years old this year, and I do not claim to be the expert on spiritual gerontology. But I'm your preacher. I asked you what you wanted to know. This is what you wanted to explore. And so I'll go for it theologically. But please, if you have other comments, additions, and things that come out of your wisdom, we'll want to hear it, okay? But this is what our culture says that growing old is like. But I think in God's eyes, this whole question of what's the point of getting old is not even a question that God would ask. This question comes much more from our experience of living in the United States in our Western culture. Our Western culture that looks at aging as being over the hill, right, does not recognize aging as a natural part of the whole human life. I want to point this out because this is not always the way that it has been, and it's certainly not always this way in other cultures and in other places. This is a Western kind of image of aging. And our American culture ends up devaluing folks who are older. We are much more enamored with this side, right? This is all about youth, right? Energy, beauty, the spring season, right? We want to be like spring chickens. Right? And in this side of life, right, that's kind of like the adolescence. It's like the adolescence. And adolescence is a necessary life development stage. I'm recognizing that my family is about to embark on this anew again. Not totally looking forward to it. And the good news is adolescence is one stage of the human life. And we're grateful for that. Right? We're grateful for the energy and the curiosity. But I don't want adolescence to last forever, really. I would want the adolescent in my own household to grow, to become a young adult who fledges some wings and leaves the nest eventually and in the right time, and to become a fully functioning adult, and then, yes, even on to being an elder. Because the natural human life cycle does not mean that you stay young forever. That's not true for the tomato plant in your garden. That's not true for your pet cat or your dog. It's not true for a redwood tree. Right? And so in God's creation, there is spring, there's a vibrancy of growth, and there is a fall when the leaves fall off the trees. And a winter, not here, but in other places where there is snow and there is silence. And so I would say that it's our culture that says you're over the hill, right? But it's not what God says. God doesn't say this half is better than this half. I think God takes this entire thing, right? Like, we wouldn't say God loves the young more than God loves the peak, more than God loves the old. It's our culture that tries to trick us into this. I think God takes this whole thing and says, that whole lifespan, I'm going to drop love onto the whole chart, onto the whole thing. But this is hard for us to remember because we do live in a culture that really idolizes adolescence and that young adulthood. And while there is the joy of love and energy, adolescence also suffers from some particular faults, like identity confusion and low self-esteem, narcissism, and figuring out, right, that there's a confusion in adolescence. And see, then we are now lacking ripened leaders. We're lacking the community of elders who can help us out of our confusions. Mature revelation, revelation that's going to get us out of complex problems, demands mature people. Mature people takes some aging. It takes some life experience and takes some years. This is true when we look at this in Scripture as well. In the Psalms, we recognize that God has taught us in our youth, but even in old age and gray hairs, God does not forsake us. There is a role for those who are older. I loved what the choir was singing this morning. Did you listen to that? God says, I was there to hear your mourning cry. I'll be there when you are old. I was there the day you were baptized to see your whole life unfold. I'll be there at your dying breath. And so God does not look at this whole before you're over the hill, prime of life, over and one foot in the grave. Because God's love and approval is for our entire lifespan. Yes, including the old, elderly, grumpy years. It includes the darkest days of winter. It includes the days of gray hair, white hair, and blue hair.
Red hair, too.
And red hair, too. One of the things that happens in aging is the wholeness of the life cycle. And so that's why I was starting to look at Philippians again. Paul writes, "I am confident of this, that the one who began a good work among you will bring it to completion by the day of Jesus Christ." Completion. It's not about perfection. It's not even about health and strength and wellness. There's a sense of completion and wholeness by the day of Jesus Christ. And this is Paul's prayer, that your love may overflow more and more with knowledge and full insight. Did you hear that? That's a prayer that works if you're young, if you're in the middle, and if you're older. But those of you who are older have had more years to be building in that knowledge and full insight, in that experience of loving and being loved. Love is not age-related. We can love and be loved at 80, at 90, at 103. Because the purpose of loving and being loving never expires. That part does not hit an over-the-hill kind of moment. Elders love in different ways than those of us in our 40s do. I'm starting to recognize that my mom knows a lot more than she knew a couple years ago. Excuse me. And those of you who are grandparents are watching your children raise children and going, And a grandfather can reveal when the father is lecturing his son on being a good driver, "Oh yeah, that's because it's your dad's the one who crashed the car the first month he had his license." There's a truth telling. There's a seeing the larger arcs of life. I hear folks who are older say, I'm giving up on other people needing to, I'm not doing this for other people's approval anymore. Forget it. I don't need that. I've outgrown that. I am who I am. I've seen and witnessed that there's an increased capacity for joy. The joy in children that you don't have to take care of day in and day out, but get to hold and treasure and love and be loved by. To have the hand of a small child in your hand. And so there is a point in getting old where mature elders are offering this gift of wholeness, this gift of completeness. They've seen, you've seen, and forgiven. Because one of the switches as we get older is the switch from the doing to the being. Right? Not just in retirement, but right, the prime years of your life, it's about what you produce and what you consume and what you spend and how much you get ahead. And at some point, those things are not what's important anymore. And they're important in a specific phase of life, but that is not all of what our life is about. We are not human doings, we are human beings. And perhaps there's a part of getting old that says, we are valued for being who we are and living in God's love. As I was working on this sermon, I've been rereading a book called Nature and the Human Soul by Bill Plotkin. And he's sort of a spiritual, psychological, developmental guru. But he looks at life stages certainly in a circle and in a wheel. And I learned from him that there is not just elderhood, where elders are sharing wisdom with younger generations. But he even has a stage of life that he describes as late elderhood. And he titles this person the sage in the mountain cave. That's a person who's able to live in each moment, opening their eyes and confronting death and recognizing the value in it. And they offer the world the gift of an open acceptance of mystery. I had the privilege to meet a sage in the mountain cave. Her name was Betty Trinerud. And at age 93, she was frail in body, but a giant in spirit. She lived in assisted living, could no longer attend church, but in her small one-bedroom unit, she still had one particular recliner chair that she reserved, and that was her prayer chair, where she would walk over and know that that was where she could pray and focus on God. And she prayed for her list of people, and she prayed for me. And there was a woman in our congregation who was in her 50s and frantic and getting a divorce and trying to figure out God and trying to figure out life and trying to figure out how to parent two small kids. And she went and visited Betty and went, "Oh, she knows things that I don't know." And so they struck up a friendship where Jennifer went and sat with Betty, prayed with Betty, and in doing so, Jennifer learned how to surrender a bit more. And Jennifer never failed to come away from those visits without having a greater sense of God's wholeness and completeness in a confusing world. So I wonder for you, who has been an older person in your life, in whom you have witnessed God's grace showing up in this completeness and fullness of love? Somebody who has indeed witnessed to knowledge and insight overflowing out of them because they've had so many years to absorb it and so many years to share it. Perhaps that person that you know has already passed on. I encourage you to take a moment to thank God for them and thank God for their wisdom. But also perhaps you may be thinking of a person who is still alive and might be feeling that discouragement of, "I'm over the hill. I'm done. What am I? I don't have any more purpose left." And I will encourage you this week to make time to call or visit, to affirm and encourage for those wise elders for whom you are grateful. Not just thanking them for their past gifts when they were productive and all the things that they used to do, but for who they are now and the gift of being and the gift of love for who they are in this moment, and in doing so, to be able to look at them the way that God looks at them, and to let them look at you, and rejecting a culture that says the spring is better than the fall, because God does indeed love us in every age, in every stage, and in every season. Thanks be to God. Amen.
You have been listening to Community Presbyterian Church Sermon Podcast. To learn more about Community Presbyterian Church and its ministries, come visit us at 2800 Georgia Street in Vallejo, California, or visit our website, cpcvallejo.org. You can also email us at cpcvallejo@sbcglobal.com. Have a blessed day.